Run to Old Navy today for revolutionary prices on summer's hottest swimwear. Today only, all swimwear is 60% off. That's 60% off board shorts, chic bandeaus, and stylish one pieces. All swimwear is 60% off, but just for one day, today. Run to Old Navy, valid 7-3.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm looking at Facebook and laughing my ass off.
I have no idea where Miss V is at, but let's give herself a round of applause. Yes, as I control the boys here. And I see something that you would like right here, so this is dedicated to you, my dear.
Okay.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom, that all the boys chase.
You know what I hate when someone
right
sets up
place.
You know what I hate? I want to bitch about something. You know what I hate? I hate when somebody sets up something and don't come on time to be here when they set it up in the first place. That's
okay,
what
no,
I'm
I just, okay.
About.
It's funny.
Yeah,
okay, that too. But you are so gonna laugh at this because you know what? There's a reason why I don't answer people's messages on Facebook because they're usually dumb
Uh-oh.
As fuck.
What happened?
So
what
David,
happened?
We're just gonna go with
oh,
David
that guy?
M because I ain't gonna call you out of your name. Like, yeah, I ain't gonna call your name.
I know who you're talking about. I think, yeah.
No, you don't.
Oh, is this a different David? Oh, is that the
David?
David,
you don't even know who I'm talking about. This is a new one. You know, there's so many
oh,
people named
different
David.
Oh, okay. Okay, different.
We ain't talking about my manager. We ain't talking about anybody that I usually talk about. But this particular one wants me to know. He goes, could you marry me? Could you marry me, please? I want to become an American citizen. Don't worry about the money. I got money because I have money. Honey, please. I just barely made it an American citizen. Why am I going to marry you?
Word.
No.
I mean, come on. Are you out of your mind?
I ain't that desperate to get married, to marry somebody just so they can become an American citizen. Because, you know,
yeah.
I'm a small brat.
Try
you
got to
spoil
used.
Me first, hon.
So
I'm the same
understand.
One trying to move to Norway. So
yeah.
I'm like trying to make you an American.
Because you know why you want to go to Norway? Because. You know why it is.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, 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 bass.
Boom.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Well, you know in Norway they like that bass.
They like that bass. They like that bass. Okay, I'm going to do
I'm hearing blue eyes. Move my ass to Norway.
Yeah, well, so much for me having a shot. I got he's a brown eyes and black hair, so there you go with that. And freckles.
No, I never like to comment about what I like, but, you know, I'm all into that swirl. You know that. You know I'm all into the swirl.
Yes, you are. Yes, of course.
I'm all about
that
swirl.
Up front. And you've always been up front at that. Always.
I'm
going to do
yeah,
a little...
well, you know what? Equal opportunity. I'm an equal opportunity
yeah,
girl. I don't really care what color you are, but I am all about the swirl now. I'm down with the swirl.
Exactly. That's right. You thought it was true.
Your eyes bonded in here. I might even look for
it. Yeah, you're going to go around like that. You got sound bites on here. I got to add more sound bites, funny sound bites on here. Especially, you know.
What did
you
say,
nigga? What's that? I know. I'm gonna do a bit that I've heard before, way back in the day. I'm gonna call
her. I tried to text.
She
didn't get back to me, so now I'm like, she might be busy.
Weird shit.
Yeah,
but she set it up. She was the one that set up this show page. It wasn't me. What happened was, I called in, right? Go ahead.
Just to stay awake, so. You know, I had a long day today.
I know. I had a busy day myself, you know, doing my podcast. And, you know, we're very busy people, you know what I'm saying? We're way more busy, I think.
That's what life is all about, seriously. It really is, you know, being busy. Because when you're not busy, then you're doing something wrong. I mean, you got time to lay around all day long, every single day. You know, you should get at least like 1 or 2 days where you get to lay around. But when you're not busy most of the time, something's not right.
Yeah, exactly. All I need is like a day, to tell you the truth. One day of chilling, and then I'm good, to be honest.
I'd like to take, you know, 2 days out of the week. Not consecutive days, but 2 days where I just chill. It doesn't really happen that way. But, you know, I try to do it. I do.
Yes, you do. I'm gonna call. See, I don't have, for some reason, the number that I have, she has it all synced up to her Skype account. In other words, if I call her on a Skype, it goes, it rings her house phone, it rings her, you know, whatever device else.
Let's Skype it.
Let's Skype it. We're going to Skype. Screw that. We're going to make this test show interesting because that's what we do here. We're very creative people. We don't fuck around here. It's ringing. You see?
Sip on some wine while you do that. You know, I'll sip on some wine, and, you know, whoever's listening, they can listen to me sip on some wine, and you can make your call. And I am not responsible for anything that comes out of my mouth after I finish this glass.
Don't worry. You're among friends. You don't have to worry about that.
By the way, dinner was good. I did it right this time. I put my foot in it.
Yeah, and for anybody's out there, that means she put her elbow grease and stuff. Yeah, that's what that means.
It doesn't
mean she
put
a foot in it. Yeah, exactly. It looked delicious. Yeah, it looked delicious. It really did.
It was very, very good. I'm not going to lie. It was very good.
It looked very good.
It was like
dessert,
meat, and everything all at once. At least that's what my man said.
His
ass ain't moved out the floor. Them, so, you know, it must have been good.
Let me see something. I'm looking at all these songs she got put on here.
I'm sorry, you know, I keep talking. You can't do two things at once, so.
What do you mean I can't do two things at once? What are you talking about? I'm doing it right now.
Messing with you.
Oh, it's not me? Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell?
Gosh.
Oh, I like this song. Yeah, you ever heard Usher Good Kisser, but the unrated version? You ever heard that?
I literally, frack. Damn it to hell.
Damn it to hell. What happened?
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't listened to R&B since 1990 something or other. Blah, 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 blah.
But that's when it was really good.
I haven't listened to R&B since. Kind of stuck on the alternative rock station right now. So no, I have not. I might have to turn in half my black card at this point. But you know,
not really. You ain't missing much. Trust me. But this song. But this song is actually it's one of those hidden sexual innuendos type of song.
Sexual innuendo.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that have a hidden meaning by it, but the title don't say it straightforward. But if you listen to it, you understand.
Unless you have a small dick, and I really don't.
there's actually a song that says here, short dick.
I ain't even got through the whole glass of wine yet. Shit.
I'm serious. I saw this on here when I was looking through the soundbites that Ms. V have here. I'm like, what the fuck is this? No, seriously, was the Porn Bitch? There's one called Porn Bitch. I heard that one. That was pretty good.
I'm as via my phone. Look, I'm now.
It's
I'm gonna call
no,
it
actually,
now. I don't have the number you have. I have an actual phone. I think.
Well, the number. See, you know what? This is what happened. I had to call in the host number because it wouldn't start. That's why it was delayed. If you notice, it was a couple minutes after 7. You know, ooh, what the hell was that?
That's
was
my
that?
Cell
you
phone.
Oh, you called. La-da-dee, Miss V, where are you? Hello?
I've been multitasking. I got home. Hello?
Hello?
No, oh, sorry. I've been multitasking. I got the house, the cell phone, the computer running, 3 glasses of wine.
You are
Bones.
What? Can I do my best? Who? Can I do my best?
Behind me.
Wait.
Unfortunately, I got her voicemail.
Oh,
but,
I never
you know,
heard it.
Something must have happened. She might be really, really busy, and she might have forgotten. I don't think
she
got it.
No, she probably fell asleep.
Busy with
asleep.
Something? Something might.
No,
she live in Detroit. Something might have popped off. You know how Detroit
no,
is.
No, don't be negative. Stop it. Don't be negative like that.
I can
I
be negative
because
I used to live there.
Well, obviously. Damn, I was about to
place,
say,
I used to
damn,
live
I was
there.
About to
say, matter of fact, I used to live not too far away from where she lives right now. I used to live in Romulus.
Oh, wow.
And I just got finished watching, what is it, whatever that Pawn show is in Detroit.
Oh, really? what you call it? You mean on True TV, that shit?
Yes. Oh, my God. You know what? I'm sorry. You know, you all say I talk negative about Detroit, but I don't do Detroit justice. The Pawn Shop does Detroit.
Go ahead. Come on. Say it.
Justice, you know what? Yeah, motherfuckers getting on TV punish shit that ain't even punishable. I just don't understand. I really just don't understand. This girl wanted a rock. She wanted a horse rocker, and she came here talking about, you know, my husband left me. Look, had me all sympathetic too. My husband left me.
Really?
I'm about to have this baby, and all I really want to do is get this rocking horse for my child. And she was like, all I got is $10. And they were like, look, you give us 5, we'll take care of the other 15. And they took it out to her truck, right? Brand new freaking truck now. And she lifts out the back hatch, and they're about to put the rocker on the back hatch, you know, in the back of the truck. And all of a sudden, the fake belly falls out from under her shirt. And she runs and gets to the passenger seat, talking about, go.
Are you serious? The fuck you, got
you do
that?
All that for a rocking horse? Why couldn't you do that for a diamond, bitch?
Word.
If you're not fooled,
it's
like, I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that'd be easier to carry.
Come on, really? If you're going to fool somebody, fool something, you know, if you're going to steal something, at least steal something good. Make it worth your while, because I'm not going to, you know, that's just me. I'm just saying. I know times are hard, but damn.
Yeah. But damn, be smart, a little smart about it.
Be
you know
smart about it. Come on. Really? You went through all of that for a rocking horse? Left the belly on the ground, too, when she left. Way old belly, well all around the ground. Black girl just ran. Looked like she needed a wig. For a wig, that's what she should have pawned it for.
Well, maybe she'll learn next time. Maybe she'll learn her lesson.
Yes,
I know that.
You
remember in that scene in the original Batman, you know, Tim Burton directed?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know when he went into the
is that the
art,
one with
the
Prince,
art museum?
With the Prince soundtrack?
Oh, bro, well, great soundtrack. Oh,
best
wait,
soundtrack.
Ooh, I got a message.
For Batman.
Wait.
Yes.
Miss V just messaged me. She said she just woke up. I knew it. She fell asleep. I knew it. I got the message. You know what's so cool? It came right on my screen too, from the Skype on the laptop. So it's perfect. I have to look.
Oh,
at it. Beautiful. Because you know what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? You know what it's about.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I can shake it.
Wow. I go, ah. Oh, I actually feel better. Let me see this. Holy shit, that's cheering.
I put Pete up. We're on the second glass. I'm not responsible for my words right now.
Oh, check it out. There's a song called The Fuck Song. Oh, that's interesting. Fuck Song. Interesting.
There's a Fuck Song.
I'm serious. I'm looking at the... I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm looking right at it. And there's a Fuck You song. Wow, Fuck You song. What is this? Boy, Miss V. Let's talk about sex like back in the day. Salt and Pepper. Magic Stick. Oh, the Magic Stick. Where's that porn bitch? I remember that porn bitch song. That one was good. This is
definitely... I don't recognize any of this
strip
stuff.
No, this was from an independent... Oh, no, as a matter of fact, I think it was a somebody in the adult entertainment industry did this song. Oh, the guy sang it. Yeah. It's like one of those clubs just...
I need a bitch to get nasty on the low. Go tub on the dick when I tell her where to go. Go, go shorty, good girl, turn mad. I love it when they naughty. Hate a shy bitch, ho, let's get it in. You a little bi curious, big friend. Two girls, one cop, gang bang, like camera action. Let's do the dead bag.
Lil mama says she wanna be a star. Hope for him cause she got a nigga hard. You bad, you fly, you're a freak. And you fucking suck a nigga till a nigga's teeth. I need a porn, bitch, porn, bitch, porn, bitch, porn.
Take it in the ass, no problem.
I gotta stop that.
Oh, yeah, that is one dirty ass song.
Yeah, and look who's Johnny Come Lately right now. It's Miss V. You're on the air.
Whatever. Yeah, because I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was asleep.
Oops. It's late.
Yeah, and.
What's
if,
up?
And that means I can't call, so we gotta figure out how we're gonna do this. Because I can't I can't call in from my computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm doing all the board and everything, obviously.
Because, see, I got the board and everything up.
But you can't, like, control like me then?
Yeah, I could do everything
right?
You're doing. Only thing is that...
All right, so that's cool. So what's the...
Yeah, but... The only thing is that I can't call. What I can't do is call in from my computer. So that means.
Oh, I see. Because I did that. Well, yeah. Because
you're
going
to have to call in from your phone.
Gotcha.
No,
I
got to
call. I
got to
call from the other number. I got to call the other number. You
got
to call from the other number.
So you'll have to call the
6
number.
Like it says, I'm not going outside until the temperature is above my age.
Damn.
Oh, sorry. I've been drinking, and I'm tired, so I'm kind of stupid right now.
But you had a good rant before that Miss V missed, so.
Oh, I did?
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, you kind of did. Well, you forgot already? Damn.
I told you I'm kind of tired. I haven't had enough sleep. And I'm drinking, I'm running on fumes right now, so I get real stupid when I'm running on fumes. I'm just warning you right
well,
now, I get real
stupid. Just like me, join the club. So, Miss V, you want me to hang up and then, like, what are we going to do here?
What you'll have to do is, you'll do the board, but you'll just call in to the 646 number. And I'll call in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I'm going to call in the call-in number, and you're going to call in the host number.
So what am I going to do?
You'll just still be sitting there?
You just stay your ass there and keep drinking. Because you know why? You know why? You know why, Sierra? You know why?
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble, I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble, I'm all about that bass.
Okay.
Because you know I'm bringing booty back.
You're bringing.
Hold on.
Okay.
This is my daughter
this
calling.
One.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. I'll hold on. I'll wait for you.
I'm bringing booty back.
Okay. While she's taking the call, I do this because of you. Come on. Play, you bastard.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble.
I'm sorry, you're saying
I ain't tired of ugly bitches trying to tell me how to give a blowjob.
Yeah, that's true, because how would they know?
How could
they know
when,
yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, that's a, ew. I don't know
how
you bitch suck my dick.
I'm going to roll over and go to sleep.
It's all about that sleep, about that sleep. No.
Look, the reason why you're getting this is not because I love you. It's because I really want to go to sleep, and let's hurry up and get this over with. I know what I'm doing right now, and these ugly bitches telling me how to breathe. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at this. What is it? Love, what's not Hot Love and Hip Hop? What's the name of this damn, oh, my God. Heaven
Party
and
bullshit.
And, you know, I had already seen it the one time. It's this girl showing you, teaching girls how to do a blowjob, and it's ugly. I'm sorry. She's an average girl. I won't say she's ugly. She's just average. Average girl in the black community, if I lived, okay, yeah, I'm talking. She ain't living in my neighborhood,
okay.
But I'm not saying we wouldn't be friends, but she ain't living in my neighborhood, and she's trying to teach girls how to do a blowjob. And you know what? If you've gotten this far, if you've gotten all the way to like 25, 30, and you don't know how to do it already, then honey, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, because that should be like the second thing you learn how to do, because that's how you get to watch your shows.
It's so hard,
you know,
to say goodbye.
All about BJ, because I'll be like, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, go to sleep now. Start
it's all about that BJ.
It's like
no
the same with a man, you know,
it's
you want to do that,
BJ.
Just football.
Yeah.
You don't think I don't know? You try to watch some football. I know what you up to, but just hurry up and do it so I can have. So I'm not mad at you, but you know I know what you're up to. You don't think I don't know? I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm. You know, everyone's got their tricks. Everyone should have their tricks. Tricks.
Ms. V, go ahead.
No, see, I'm just looking so. When you do the switchboard, you'll just call in from, you'll call the 646 number, but then still have everything else up.
Now, when I hang up, wouldn't that stop everything? Because I'm on the host line.
No. Just,
why don't you call in through a phone and then bring up the switchboard on your computer?
My switchboard.
That way you can run the switchboard, but be calling through something else. Because as a guest, you can also, because that's what I did the other day. As a guest, you can still run, when I was, okay, this is my 2 cents. Sorry, guys.
Go ahead.
When I was on with Sammy the other day.
Go ahead.
I was on my phone, but I was also in the switchboard, but as a guest, but I wasn't calling through the switchboard. So I was able to help her with the music and turn things on at the same time.
Okay. So in other words,
you called
in the regular. No. So you called in the call-in number. You didn't call in the host number, obviously, because she called in the host number.
Oh, in the host number. I called in the call-in number, but I signed in with Indea's.
But you signed into the switchboard from the computer. That way you could still do everything. You just don't sign in as the host,
okay.
So the host still has control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as long as I hang up, it doesn't stop everything.
No, it doesn't.
So if I, it doesn't. Okay,
will,
I'm going to hang
up. Because
you
signed in as host, didn't you?
No, what happened was it didn't come on time, and it came on my screen that you had to call in the number to start. I didn't want to waste time, so that's why I did it.
I will tell you this.
So I will hang.
And learn. If you call in, if you hang up, it won't stop the show, and then you
I still have to show up.
The show will still keep going
because
there's a lot of certain amount of time.
I got you because you're in the studio too, so that's why. Okay, let me hang up already. Hold on, I'm gonna hang up.
God, he is so silly.
Ooh, that's awful. That was a surprise. So who's online right now?
I'm still here.
Is anyone here but me?
No, I'm here.
Okay, just making sure.
Uh, I'm just trying to have it.
All right, you beat me to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to get something juicy, too. Damn it.
Were you able to were you able to resolve that?
No, I'm on the regular thing now.
Okay, so now we have somebody in the board. And
yeah, I'm
you
moving.
Now, with your computer, you can sign into the board.
Yeah, we both can really do it.
Yeah, because, I told you I was still in the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactamundo.
He just didn't understand.
No, I...
Thank
yeah, now
thank
I got it.
You.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. I'm going to hook up your show with some sound bites. You need some funny sound bites on here.
Try it next time.
Whatever.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to do
that
later. I'm going to hook up with some sound bites on here. Need some good ones on here, besides the music, obviously.
Okay, so we know we got... We know you got on to the switchboard. We know that you can still get into everything. We know Sierra's bitching, so we're doing good.
Yeah, sound like you're low key. Shit, you sound like you sound so laid back.
I'm in a mood today. I am in a mood. I'm sorry. I'm in a mood.
Don't say all right. Don't be sorry. All right. You're
perfect. It's just because I'm tired.
Oh, be tired.
I'm
not
even busy
about
anything particular. I'm just in a mood. You know what I really want to bitch about, though, is like, you know what? Motherfuckers. You've been...
Oh, here we go. You told me about... Well, you warned me about this, but go ahead.
My damn nerves. Really? Don't ask me to throw away something when the damn trash can is literally 3 feet away from you.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, really? You can get up. I'm already made you dinner. I mean, I'm sorry.
This is what we're talking about, Bitter Black Bitch Show.
Yes, right.
You know, I'm not apologizing. I'm just saying that. Don't think I mean it. I'm not apologizing. Like, get the fuck up. Look, I've been cooking all day, cleaning all damn day, and you can't throw away your own snotty tissue? Really?
My.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's some bullshit.
You know,
it really is.
The only difference
it pisses me the fuck off. Make it so bad, I have those damn trash cans that open up. All you got to do is wave your hand over it. And
oh,
it opens for
you.
Oh,
like that. Wow, that's good. You got
yeah,
like
you
that.
Don't even have to do much, so, you know.
Open says me. Oh, okay.
Like
that's
open
cool.
Now.
Open now. Open the fuck up.
Open the...
Open your motherfucker.
It does.
It'd be cool if you have to play, like, something in order for it to open. You know, maybe. I don't know. Some sort of thing. I don't know. Like, okay, open says me, open cinnamon roll. Damn, what can I say to make this work? I don't know.
Just
because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble.
It opened. Wow. But this cheer sounds... Now, tell me if you clarify this cheering, because this sounds like someone's getting stabbed. Like, oh, my God, what happened? That doesn't sound like cheering. That sounds like someone getting killed.
Yeah, now it sounds like someone dying slowly.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, now we're in overtime. Now we're in OT as the 30 minutes are up. Now we're in overtime. So now we're in the extra time now. I love these titles.
Oh, we are. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, see?
I was like, I just went white on y'all.
Like, we were like, really? Like, for sure? Like, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that.
Hey, I think Joseph is mad at me for last night.
Oh, please.
You know, I just...
Joseph? Oh, now we're going by your God-given Christian name, huh? Joseph.
No.
We're
talking about our favorite listener, Joseph.
You know what I'm talking about. Hey, this is Joseph. Hey, Sierra.
I ignored him last night, or the other night. I ignored him completely. No, he was like, I didn't get the call, and I was thinking, thank God.
You mean I wasn't on the down low? Miss Ray, I apologize. Trying to call you the other day. Wait, excuse me. There's yelling in the background. I must take care of that. Hold on a second.
I've decided he's only allowed on my show once a month, and that's why I'm going to start constantly going. You know, we had so many other callers, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to all of you all, but I wanted to make sure to get to people that don't always call in that often. So I wanted to get to you all first, as I know sometimes you are first-time callers, and I just wanted to get you in there. And I'm sorry for some of the people I didn't reach, and there.
Boy, that's a big white lie.
Boy. You're all for lightning strikes.
Boom.
Lord.
Yeah, Miss V was like, it was so funny. Like, we came here to do the show, and she goes, oh, Lord, Joseph's on. He's on the line. I said, you don't have to take his call every time. Just go do the show.
Oh, no, I only plan on doing it once a month.
Yeah, like, so it's like a period, once a month. Okay, gotcha.
I'm
on my Joseph. Oh, man, you're on your Joseph? Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
I don't get horny when I hear his voice, so.
Wait, you don't get horny when you hear.
Please, you're ruining my whole.
You don't like what Joseph Tanner calls your show.
Oh my God.
You don't like it, Miss V likes it.
You're in a because I'd be punching you right now.
That sounds sexy.
Oh, my God.
I can never get enough. As you hear in the background, dee, 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 dee. Yeah. Excuse me while I sharpen some machetes as I talk to you, while I'm on hold.
Glass of wine.
You have your glass of wine. I sharpen my killing machines that I have here. I got a machete.
Next time, I'm going to be sharpening my knives for you so you can hear them in the background.
Ooh. Ooh, can you remember at Halloween you did that with that makeup?
I did.
Oh.
Wasn't that cool?
Oh.
I was sharpening. Oh, my God, Miss V, did you hear that? I was sort of like sharpening my knives as the kids were coming up to the door. I scared a couple of them. But I got some really good sharp knives. I had a whole set of really sharp knives when I was done by the end of Halloween.
I was too busy with my tell on Halloween. I did have the white people ask to use my bathroom, though.
What? To use your house?
I told you.
What?
Yes.
I don't remember you telling me that.
Bushes out there.
Killing me, Ms. Lee. Can I use your bathroom?
No. They come up. They pulled in my damn driveway. And then.
What?
Can she use your bathroom? I was like, my dogs are in the bathroom. No.
Wait.
I'm like, okay, y'all must not realize I'm the crazy black bitch. I don't let anybody use. See, remember I told you my damn house used to be a drug house, so that might have been code for drugs in the bathroom or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's all about that base.
Well, they found out that they was using my bathroom.
White neighborhood, and my neighbors are CSI. CIA and FBI.
Yeah, those two.
I don't know why these people, but see, these people came from like the poor neighborhood over here. You could tell they hopped in their old Dodge minivan, you know, the one from the 1990s, and drove
over here
in their minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the only people pulled in the driveway. I don't care how cold it was. They were the only ones who pulled in my driveway. Everybody else walking up and down, you know, everybody else parked on the street. So I'm figuring that they must have thought that they knew me because it was black people that lived here. They probably thought this was still the drug house, you know, and this was their way to get their drugs and found out, this is a different bitch. Yeah.
Oops.
No, you're probably right. You're probably absolutely right on that one.
It makes sense.
No. No, and no one lets anybody into their house they don't know to use the bathroom.
Fuck no.
Yeah, look, didn't we see Idris Elba? I don't care if your car broke down. No, you cannot use my phone.
That's stupid. Talking about the movie.
I'm telling
you.
You
mean my car broke down?
But see, I got a big-ass dog, and, you know, I put the dogs, when they had literally had broke through my gate, I had a gate up, and they broke through because they were going, you could tell when folks not right, and my big dog was like ready to take a hunk out, and they was talking about, she said her dogs are in the bathroom. You're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
And my dog, I got a big-ass dog, you know, and I'll let that bitch loose and he could take a hunk out of you, but, you know, no, you won't be casing my damn house.
Fuck.
Oh, no, and that's, you know, and that's probably what they were doing. You were probably absolutely right on that one.
Yep.
You're right.
Me.
Yeah. I wouldn't have.
Okay, yeah. You know, me and James were just talking about that before you came on because I was telling you, I used to live on, which you, if you know Romulus, you know where, oh my God, you know where Princeton, all, you know, I grew,
I don't know where any of that is because I just moved out here. I try not to know shit, but hop in my car and
family lived right off Michigan Avenue. I grew up over there. Well, I didn't grow up. That's not true. I did not grow over there, but my grandmother, my father, my mother, my father, my mother, my grandmother, all of them, they went to Robichaux. They all went to the same damn high school, and all my family is over there. So, you know, I've lived over there for about a year or whatever, but you know what? I don't care what anybody says. I remember when that was farmland, but it's a hood now.
Wow.
It's different now. It's not the same, but it's not Detroit, Detroit.
No, that's Dearborn Heights. That's Dearborn Heights.
That's a whole other bean right there.
That's Dearborn Heights and Inkster.
Wow.
Dearborn Heights, Inkster, Romulus is a whole other thing. But when you get into hardcore Detroit, you got to be careful. But you know what? And yeah, and there's a lot of little drug houses that used to be around there. And they probably were just casing.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, like I said,
home invasion, one the other.
Either way, they got a rude ass fucking awakening
good.
Because they realized that,
you did that right too. That's what you should. I'm glad you did that. I wouldn't have let them in my house either. Like
so.
I don't think so.
Even if I didn't have fucking dogs, I wouldn't have let them in because I know them motherfuckers came from fucking Taylor Tucky. They look like straight up poor white trash, and I can tell you that them the motherfuckers don't realize I'm the black bitch who will put a cap in your ass. They'll see a side of me they don't expect to see. They'll be like, damn. I didn't know 5-0 lived in that house. Yeah.
Yeah, 5-0 V. V-O-5. Get it?
V-O-5. No, just really has not gotten out because I know once it gets out that 5-0 actually lives in this damn house, they'll be through with it. But it's like until then, these dumb asses, you
yeah,
know,
keep
having,
you.
They haven't. Oh, Romulus Police has my phone number on speed dial. Romulus police have been told if they want to hang out at my house on a Saturday morning and have coffee and catch people, come right on. I said, come on. You want to sit here? I said,
and that's the way to do it, though. That's exactly the way to do it. Because I actually used to, you know, I had no problems when my neighbors, because I could see stuff happening around when I moved into my grandmother's house. I saw stuff happening around. And I had no problem. I used to call Romulus police all the time. I'm like, look, let me tell you something. I don't have time for this bullshit. I don't need these people hanging out in the yard all around doing all the kind of craziness that they're doing. If you want to sit right outside my house, and look, I have no problem letting you know, I will call the police on your ass. I will call the police on your ass 5-10 times a day.
Oh, they actually have my house on the watch list. So they come straight out to my house and watch it. But
yeah.
I'm tired as hell. I have to apologize to you guys because...
It's okay, I tell him, because I'm tired as hell, too. I'm so sleepy right now. I'm exhausted.
Well, we all need to go to sleep, because shit, I was...
Yeah,
sleeping.
We do.
I was like,
I'm tired as hell.
I just have a
You
got
to go to AVN, so enjoy AVN, and, you know, I will be so much better prepared next time, but I'm honest, I'm really exhausted. I'm so sorry.
No need to apologize. I just have one question.
Yeah.
So,
Is
this
show
related?
Here we go.
No, relax. It's show related. This is business. So when we do the show, right, I'm going to be quiet unless you want me to talk, correct? I'm going to be mute, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
See, actually, you won't even have to call into the show. You'll just run the switchboard because, like, if you, like, go into, like, Sierra's number, you can actually type in. Like I'm getting ready to do.
Oh, I see it right here. It says click to edit, you mean?
No.
Oh, not that?
See, now look, see how up
I'm
under
look.
Sierra's name.
Oh, how
see
you
how
do that?
You click on your
phone. You put it underneath the number, you put my name?
Yeah.
I,
okay, that's what I was telling you about. Now, does it save that for, because when I do that on my board too. Now, when I come into the board the next time, will my name still be underneath that number?
I'm not really sure.
Because I was wondering about that, because I do that too. I do the same thing.
That's why I was assuming that it was. That's because I put click to edit, and I...
Yeah, click to edit.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I thought.
Click your name in. Click your phone number.
I just did it right now.
Your name. Yeah.
I just did it.
And see, that way I can see who it is, and that's what you'll do when we're on the aired, you could just, like, when you screen the calls, because you should be able to screen the calls.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, and then you can tell us who Joseph is without us having to guess.
You'll still call in. You just won't be on the air. So what you'll do is you'll actually
mute the mic. You know, mic muting and just.
Well, see, you'll
calls.
Be in as a guest, but what it is that you'll go in, and I can see when you go, like, when a call comes in, like, do you and Sierra right now, just take you guys to the screening room right now.
Yeah, I can do that. I know how to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was going to say, do it now while we're still on the air so you can see how you do it from your end. And see, you should be in the screening room now, and I shouldn't be able to hear you guys, and you're doing it from your end. Did you open up the gate? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, no, that totally makes sense. So we don't have stupid callers call in.
Exactly.
And you can hold people.
There you go.
Now,
we're back.
Yeah, they come outside with you, but see how that worked? And see, you could do it from your end without being in the host side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, I got it. I got that, yeah. It runs beautifully. I have no issues working this board tonight. It's running very smooth.
Just make sure you don't call in on my host number.
No, I did that because I had to start it, but you were sleeping. That's right.
I sleep hard too. And I ain't even took no damn medicine, but I've been tired all day.
Man.
I've been really tired since we got off the air.
Yeah, I tell you, I have been tired literally all day. I told James
this
earlier today, because you know I had to do on a bunch of stuff. I'm just drinking to stay awake. I'm so tired that I can't get drunk today. I'm just tired.
Shit. Now you know that's not good when you so damn tired you can't get drunk. Now that's fucked up.
I got about a giant bottle of fucking Pinot Grigio, the Cavit, and I've drank the whole. That's like 3 bottles of Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm.
I've drank the whole thing. I'm not even close to being tipsy. I'm just tired.
Damn. Well, you're going to be knocked out, that's for sure.
We're going to end this with us being tired. But you know what? All we got to do now is get, like, some type of intro music.
What is our intro anyway?
Not an intro is the one that all of the shows use, but we could always change that to, because I've got to get just a short part. I got to cut down Let's Talk About Sex and switch that for Tuesday. And change the intro.
That's true. That's a good point.
Tuesday.
With that salt and pepper.
I've been working on that. It's something that ain't been working quite. I mean, shit, I'm tired tonight. Don't ask me how the hell I did not hear the damn phone.
Yeah, you in a
this
coma.
This tells how tired I am.
We've been calling you.
You're in a coma.
I had the alarm set. I didn't hear shit.
Damn. So what do you have a song, like an intro song in mind for the Bitter Black Bitch show?
No, that's the whole thing. I really don't, but I want something that talks about bitching. There's plenty of bitching songs out there.
I'm trying to think of one that I can edit for you.
I'm
and upload it. You know?
One in the back of my mind, and I'll send you, like, the name of it, but I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's in the back of my mind. But I'll send you, like, a few, if you can't think of it, anything. Not that I'm trying to take it over or anything. But you know what? When we go on air next time, I will actually have, like, a list of things, because I totally was winging it tonight, because I'm just so tired. Sorry, guys.
You don't have to apologize.
Oh, that's all right. We're all tired, and all I could do is apologize, because, I had everything set up, and it's like, okay, how the hell did I do that? That tells you that I'm just too damn tired.
You are on robot mode.
So much going on. I mean, girl, I thought I do a lot. You do a lot. You do a lot. I thought I do a lot. You do so much. So, I mean, it's really understandable.
Y'all do a lot.
Shit, I was at work today, and it was just like, on top of cussing out people, you know, I cuss out people for a living, so I had to take, like, a mental break for cussing people out. And when I have to end my day. No, it's like, this is what I do for a living. I cuss people out seriously, and I spent like the last hour at work cussing out people because they didn't understand that I work with officers, and she's like, you can't do this. And I was like, you know what? I'm dealing with this. I was like, this is bullshit. So I pick up the phone, and I was like, listen, this is who you're talking to. And if you've ever dealt with us before, you know we have the final word. I was like, this cannot happen. Well, this is what I told us. I said, well, they lied. I said, and you tell them if they have any problems to call me. I said, but it's not going to happen. And when I have to, like, exert my energy to cuss out people all day long, normally I get, like, a reprieve, like, the last hour or so from cussing out people where I just get to bullshit with my coworkers. No, I went from, like, beginning to end because I've got management yelling at each other now, and management tried to put me into it. And I told them, I was like, you know what? I don't get paid that much. That's above my damn pay grade. Now, shit. No. Y'all asking me to do too damn much.
You're asking way too much for me.
Well, see, nobody has gotten a hint that I'm still here. Like, it's throwing everybody off because I'm supposed to be in Vegas. So it's throwing everybody's scheme off that I'm in town and I'm not going to Vegas till next week. So it's like throwing up the whole schematics of all the bullshit that normally would happen this week. It's like, she's in town. She must not be going out of town. Even my fucking man is confused. He's like, oh, you didn't say you was going to Vegas? I was like, I go next week. He's like, you didn't tell me. I'm like, I thought I did. Oh, well, forget it. You know?
I know what you mean. Yes, I know exactly. I know exactly how you feel it.
She goes,
flashback. Seriously?
You know, my job is used to me being gone because upper management knows what I do. So they're used to me being in Vegas. So I got the nosy motherfuckers around me talking about, why are you taking your vacation during this time? I said, because I'm a grown-ass woman. I could do what the hell I want. You know,
yeah,
you got
that. What the fuck is to you?
But then you got the other folks who know what I do, so they're laughing about it because they're like, okay, you don't realize she's supposed to be gone. And some people know I got the radio show. Some people don't know.
Yeah, you said that.
You know, and it's like when I'm sitting there, I could be actually working on the radio show when I'm at work. So it's like I'll be sitting at work, working on the radio show, working on the products, working on different things, sending emails to myself while I'm at work. And I'm like, okay. But today I couldn't.
I'm sorry, that's my phone going off.
Oh,
but
there
that's
is?
That's all right.
I hear nothing.
No, but I'm just, honey, I'm like you. And James knows this. I'm usually doing three things at the same time.
Oh, yeah, you do. Well, you do more than three things at the same time.
And I'm actually talking to my manager at the same time I'm talking to y'all.
Yeah.
So.
You are the
octopus. Go, because I'm going to actually crawl my black ass back into a bed because I got to get up tomorrow morning and cuss out more people because apparently nobody's getting a hint that Monday is
I am going to take a sleeping pill. Woo!
You take a sleeping pill? I thought you're tired. Why do you need a sleeping pill for if you're tired?
Stay asleep. That's the problem.
Oh, stay asleep. All right. Okay.
Stay asleep. I'm going to sleep for 4-8 hours. I'll wake up like I did this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning thinking about things I need to be doing.
Yeah, don't
That's
you hate
what
that?
Happens when you got 5 million things going on, because I actually caught melatonin on sale yesterday at Costco. And
I got ZQL.
That's what you said.
Well, I do ZQL.
The melatonin is normally like $11 for a bottle of 250. And you would have thought that I was a dope at it because I went in there for one bottle. But it was on sale for $6.99, so I grabbed 3 bottles. And I know they was like, this heifer just walked into Costco and all she bought was damn melatonin. And if I would have been, wait a minute, they better be glad that I was really thinking about the money in my pocket and how much money I needed to spend, because I really considered getting about 10 damn bottles.
This will last
it's so funny
because
you know what? Guess where I got the ZQL from? I was in Costco.
So you know what I'm saying?
ZQL.
The liquid too.
That's all right. That's not like a black name. And this is my man ZQL.
It's ZQL. It's from the maker.
No, it's made by NyQuil.
I know. I know that. I'm just saying.
It's
just like a name. This is my son ZQL.
But it only works if you're actually sleepy. It doesn't put you to sleep. It just keeps you asleep once you're finally asleep.
But that's what its main purpose is. It doesn't
be sleepy. But you could take the melatonin, and it'll put you to sleep. But then I take melatonin like it's candy. So where most people only take one melatonin, I'm taking like 3 and 4 melatonins.
I don't like to fuck with that shit.
Man, you should not, but like, if we ever go on a trip together, James is going to have to wake us up.
Yeah, I'll be like, hello, is me, hello?
Be like, look, wake up. I'm like, no, I don't want to wake up right now. No.
Yeah, be like, it was when I went to Vegas last year and I caught the flu and that bitch called my room and it. I swear, if I would have known I had the flu, I would have gave that bitch my room number. I swear. Gave her my room. If I would have known I had the flu when she accused me of having her man in my room.
What?
I mean,
that?
I was.
Oh, so really?
Who said that?
Called my room directly. And she, I forget old boy's name, but she was like, give him the phone. I was like, you know what? I don't know who you're talking about. And I was in the middle. When I didn't throw up. I was just, I was so tired. And
but you didn't register, you could have really fucked her up. I've been like, yeah, no, come to my room right now.
Come on, bitch.
And while you had it, bring me some orange juice.
Yeah, while you had it.
Because I'm sick.
That's right.
If I would have known I was sick, I would have gave that bitch my room number and said, come on.
Do the exorcist.
You know, I would have hugged her and tongue kissed her and every damn thing.
Yeah, do the exorcist on her. Turn your head backwards and vomit on it.
I would have known that. So I'm staying at a new hotel this year, and the reviews are mixed on this damn hotel. So we'll see how.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I have to ask a quick question. What is the venue that the AVN is being held in? What's the name of the place?
The Hard Rock.
So that's the Hard Rock, but they're inside one of the clubs, aren't they? They just put booths in a club. That's what I heard.
Like the whole area, they got like the whole convention center in the Hard Rock. What they've got the they got that whole damn area. What's the damn area called? I can't think of it right now, Sierra. But
yeah, I'm too tired to. You know, I've been told already twice. I totally understand, but I'm just surprised that they have down. They've actually downgraded.
They've been at the Hard Rock for 3 years now, and I hate it. I really hate that they're at the Hard Rock. The only damn thing that's good about them being at the Hard Rock this year for me is that I'm staying at the Alexis Park Resort, which is across the street from the Hard Rock, and the reviews on this place is mixed, but the rooms shot up tremendously for this week for whatever reason.
Oh, come on. You know why.
The great thing about the Hard Rock is, okay, so I've stayed when there's nothing going on there because I like staying at the Hard Rock because the wallpaper in the rooms is black, and so when you close, the drapes is dark as fuck.
Oh, I love that.
Day.
Oh, you like me. You like to sleep like a vampire. I love to sleep in the dark.
Well,
oh.
See, I wanted to stay at the Embassy Suites because normally I could have gotten into the Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites is good. I love Embassy Suites.
They shot the damn rate up on the damn Embassy Suites tremendously, so I'm staying at Alexis Park, and I've seen good reviews and bad reviews, but I was like, you know what? Half of the time, all I do is sleep in my room, and people are talking about, well, if you can handle hearing the planes flying over, and I'm like, should I live, you know, fucking 5 minutes from the damn Detroit Metro Airport, so the planes are not going to bother me, you know?
Right.
And anybody who goes to Vegas to go to sleep is stupid.
Let's
anyway. You know, I don't sleep in Vegas. I mean, I go there to catch a cat nap, more or less. You don't go there to get a full night's fucking sleep. Are you crazy? You definitely don't do that inside of Vegas proper. If that's the case, go to Henderson if you want to go to sleep. I mean, you don't. You know,
if you're going to sleep there, you have to stay off the strip.
Exactly.
If you want to actually. But no one gets any sleep when they're in Vegas.
No.
They were complaining about not getting sleep. And then I've seen mixed reviews, but I said, I know that this. I haven't stayed in any place bad, and I've stayed off the strip before. I think it's just a matter that people expect certain things, and naturally, if you're not staying in one of the casinos, you're not going to get the same things that you would get in the casino hotels. So
if you're not paying that kind of money either.
Right. You know, I'm paying.
Certain amount of money, or you have to know somebody.
Well, I'm paying $80 a night for this room, and I'm like.
Really good. That's a really good price.
And it's upstairs, downstairs, suite. It's a loss. So
that's a really good price. That's amazing.
And it doesn't have a casino or anything in it, which I'm okay with that because I don't gamble, and I'll just run my ass across the street to the Hard Rock. I mean, maybe because in my mind, I'm going to be at the Hard Rock most of the time. I'm thinking saving on cab fare. I go to Vegas enough where I'm not amused by the strip no more. You know how some people, I got to walk the strip. Okay, I don't have to walk.
Are you State House? Is it called the Lighthouse?
No, where I'm staying at is Alexis Park Resort.
Okay, they changed it. Okay. I just think this was like many, many years ago. I used to live there. So I lived across the street from where the Hard Rock is.
No, I know where you're talking about. The Lighthouse is still there.
Still there? Okay, I used to live there.
Yeah, those apartments are still there.
Okay. Because you could pay those, you can buy the month.
Yeah, I saw that too. But this one is, I've never stayed here. I'll find out. And, I mean, if I don't like it, I just won't stay next time. I mean, that's how I do things. I like to see things different anyway. So I'm the one who works. I quit looking at reviews online because I realized that unless it's just a really, really shitty review where everybody's doing the same thing. But when you got two people within the same fucking day give two different reviews, I'm like, I have to question that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and I put on there they had roaches, and I'm like, okay, I've never been in a place in Vegas that had roaches, and only one person said that. And then everybody else, the only thing that's been consistent is to say ask for one of the renovated rooms. I'm like, okay, well, that's easy. That makes sense.
Never been in a place in Vegas that had roaches before.
Me neither. That's why when I saw that review, I was like, okay, you're really off the damn beaten path. And I've walked the hood in Vegas, and I mean... First of all, how the hell are they going to survive in the damn desert? I think that's one of the places that the damn roaches
live. How
do they
survive in the desert? And I've also been in the hood in Vegas. Didn't see any roaches.
Like I said, that's why I said whoever wrote that. Some
roaches with them.
You know, and pretty much. Because I didn't see every damn thing. I know where the damn Jack in the Box is on Flamingo. So my ass would be a Jack in the Box any damn way.
Look, I'm at In and Out.
In-N-Out, perfect name for it.
You know what? I can't find an In-N-Out in Vegas. If I could find an In-N-Out there, believe me, I would be there because I love Olive Burgers.
It's right off the highway. God, I want to say it's on Flamingo, but I don't think it's Flamingo, but it's right off the highway. As you pass Caesars, you'll see a sign for In-N-Out. But,
and you know
what?
I had my car, and I didn't see it before. You know what? I'm going to have to, maybe I had to run a car.
Only one In-N-Out in Vegas, too, and that's the best damn hamburger you'll ever have.
I wish I could have that. Never had that, obviously.
You never had In-N-Out? I'm telling you, they used to have In-N-Out
here. That's
why.
No,
because they used to have In-N-Outs here in Michigan, and we used to have one. We used to have one in Roseville, one in Ipsy by Eastern, because I ate them the whole time I was in college, and we had them in Lansing. That's how I knew about In-N-Out. I didn't learn about In-N-Out on the West Coast. I learned about In-N-Out being in college. Okay, it's like a college town. Here, it's more college town food.
We're talking about the In-N-Out that only serves three things?
No, this In-N-Out has. They have a menu.
Okay, this is a different In-N-Out.
Okay.
Like they don't even have a freezer.
No, the In-N-Out
in California, they don't even have a freezer. They actually, when you order your French fries, they actually cut the potato.
No,
and drop it down in the.
But I like that. That's fresh.
That's
when you order your hamburger, they actually make it by hand.
They kill the cow right there, and they make it.
Yeah, they don't have a freezer.
No,
they make
fresh.
Everything as soon as you order it.
Okay, well, you know what? We're all going to get off for it. I'll be sleeping. You'll be sleeping. We'll and James will be
you
calling
You got to get in and out. You got to go to in and out. And it's
whack,
like your grandmother used to do it. It's the best damn burger ever, and it's fresh.
I'm going to take my black ass to see. So now we know James know how to work the switchboard. We're
of
all
course.
Here, and we're going to all be bitching good.
2 weeks.
Get some sleep, honey. You deserve it, and I will talk to you soon.
Get some sleep, ladies. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, good night.
Good night, ladies and tomatoes. 99.
Ladies
and
tomatoes.
Bye-bye. Sleep well.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.